Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. Mark, the second chapter. Abraham Lincoln once said that everything you read on the internet is true. Fake news. Yeah, been lots of that been going around these days, right? Lots of fake news out there, okay, especially during and after the last presidential election here. Fake news, misinformation, hoaxes, all that kind of stuff. Sometimes it's to get a different result for an election. Sometimes it's done to get people in trouble. And sometimes, well, like on social media, like Facebook, well, it's used there to drive in extra ad revenues. Well, back in the day, they called it yellow journalism when you found that printed in the newspaper. When countries use it, it's called propaganda. The point of everything about fake news is that it distorts the truth. Fake news is in our gospel lesson for today. Here's how it came about. One Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, that is Jesus and his disciples, and they made their way. His disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees were saying to them, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" Interesting here. Sabbath. Pharisees are there. They're going like, look what your disciples are doing. Oh, they're going to get in trouble. They're working on the Sabbath. Really? Good old Pharisees. All right, they're looking to see if Jesus is influencing his disciples, you know, into sinning. Not keeping the Sabbath day holy is what it's all about. Breaking the commandment of not working on the Sabbath. Now that's referring to our Old Testament lesson for this morning, where the Lord God commanded you, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do of any kind of work. Yep, that's what it says. No work on the Sabbath. Work any other day of the week, okay? But on the seventh day there, the Sabbath day, no work. It's supposed to be a day of rest. God did all creation in 6 days, and on that seventh day, he rested. Okay? Resting on the seventh day is what you're supposed to do. And if you don't do it, well, then you're going to get in trouble with God. So, getting back to the disciples. On the surface of things, it looked like, you know, they were looking bad. But this gave Jesus an opportunity to address the fake news with good news. He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, and he and those were with him? How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him. And he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Well, how is it that Jesus addresses the fake news here? Well, he begins by saying to the Pharisees there, "Have you never read what David did?" It's like, come on here, right? Have you Pharisees here, the purveyors of this fake news, have you not done your homework? Have you not read your Bibles? Really? Go back and see what David did. Now, what exactly did David do? Well, David was hungry, and his guys who were with him there, right, his fellow soldiers there were with him. They entered the house of God and ate the bread of presence. Now, the bread of presence, okay, what is that? That's a thank offering that's given to the Lord, and only the priests were able to eat it. There were 12 loaves of bread, one representing each of the tribes of Israel. So, only the priests were supposed to eat this bread. So, David comes in, asks the high priest, like, "Hey, you know, I'm hungry, my guys are hungry, you got some food for us here." And the high priest there is just like, "Well, all I've got here is the bread of presence." And he's like, David's going, "Well, you know," so the priest asks him, he's like, "Well, you know, are you and your guys undefiled? Meaning you haven't been out sinning and all that other kind of stuff?" And he's like, "No, we're good, we're good." And he's like, "Okay, here, you can have this." So he ate this bread of presence. Now, something else here that the Pharisees were overlooking was another command that's given in Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 25. And this addresses exactly what Jesus and his disciples were doing. It says here, if you go into your neighbor's standing grain, you may pluck the ears with your hand, but you shall not put a sickle to your neighbor's standing grain. All right, now what does that mean? It means, all right, if you're hungry and you're walking through this grain field there, say it's wheat field there, and you're just plucking off the grains there of wheat, rubbing that in your hand, you know, so you can break the husk off that so you can get on the inside there, the good stuff. Okay, a good example of this is what people do today, sunflower seeds, all right? So you got a bag of sunflower seeds. What do? You crack the shell open so you get the seed on the inside, right? That's all the guys were doing here. And so if you're doing that to satisfy your own personal need here, your basic need, being hungry, it's okay. Now, if you're putting a sickle to it, well, then that means you're harvesting the whole field there. Then that is work, okay? Trying to make a profit out of that. But if you're just doing it for yourself, it's no big whoop. It's in the Bible there. So what are the Pharisees doing here? It would seem that they're ignoring this particular patch of the Bible. So, Jesus and his guys were doing something that was perfectly legal to do. So the Pharisees had to back off, like some of these news organizations have been putting out fake news of late, and to reel their comments back in too. And then Jesus drives home his point in all of this. He said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Today the Sabbath was made for man. Think about it. God made creation here in 6 days. Seventh day he rested. Does God need to rest? No, he doesn't. I mean, he's God. But what did he do? He made the seventh day a day of rest, a day of something that a physical benefit for people. So, for you, people who work for you, your animals, all of that kind of thing, everybody gets a day of rest. Everyone benefits. Now, here's an example, okay? Grew up in Kansas. So one of the things you learn out there in history there is the covered wagons, you know, so you got the Oregon Trail and then you got the Santa Fe Trail, all right? So you get all these wagon trains together. Now, these wagon trains would leave there in Kansas City and then make their way across the country because everybody needed to get across the Rockies before it would snow in the fall. So you need to take about 3 months to get across there to do that. So you had two options there. There were some wagon trains, the leader would say, all right, we're going to go every day and not stop. I'm just going to plug along at everyday pace. Now, then there were those who would go 6 days and take a day of rest. You could read this in history books. Those that had the day of rest made it faster to their destination than those who went every day. Amazing. God sits there, and you can read it in history books, that when you honor God's day of rest, things are better for you. Physically, you're better, you're rested, so you can work harder the rest of the days. Amazing. So, that's what's happening here. And then Jesus adds this, okay? The Sabbath is made for man, and then not man for the Sabbath. Now, this is where he's going after the Pharisees. Carl, last week when I spoke about the Pharisees there, all right, they didn't not only kept to the Ten Commandments, but they had 503 more rules and regulations that they added to it, so they had 513 commandments that they had to follow, all right? They're working on being righteous themselves. And because of all of that, they kind of lose out on spiritual matters here. Because you see, they're saying that they went to the point where that even taking that grain and rolling that in your hands there to open up and get that husk there, that was considered work. You're just trying to satisfy your hunger. God says it's okay to satisfy your own personal hunger here. You're not working doing that. But you see, they had lost sight of the spiritual things going on. So they're sitting there trying to get Jesus in trouble. Funny thing about that is, who are they speaking to here? Jesus said that, so the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. They didn't even realize that God was right there in their presence. They're talking to Jesus about the Sabbath, and he's the one who instituted the Sabbath in the first place. So here they are, going after him. But you see, this is where Jesus is making his point. As they're making their way through the fields there, Jesus is making his way to the cross. You see, this is where the good news is coming in that we need to hear, and the good news that was going to happen. You see, it was Jesus who was going to go to the cross and die for the forgiveness of our sins, and he was the one who's going to rise from the grave alive, giving us hope of everlasting life. That's what was to come to be. That's the good news. And we need to hear it. Because believe it or not, sometimes we're like the Pharisees too. We need to be reminded of the physical side and the spiritual side of the Sabbath. For we are a people who sometimes feel like, well, hey, you know, I've been making it to church umpteen times in a row. I'm good to go. You know, that's great. I've been here for like, you know, 2 or 3 years without missing a Sunday. Isn't that fantastic? But then when you look at your own life then, you know, you're sitting there complimenting and, you know, trying to break your arm, patting yourself on the back there. Do you keep the rest of the commandments? If you look at your own life then, can anybody tell that you're a Christian based on what you do and how you live your life? Yeah. We get in trouble sometimes with that. Perhaps you think that you can get all the physical rest that you need by going out and golfing on Sunday. Some pastors pray for rain, you know, so that doesn't happen. Anyway, that gets out there. Or perhaps you think sitting in a lawn chair on a soccer field instead of being a pew sitter there is better for you. But all the while, you're missing out on the spiritual side of the refreshing that happens when you are fed with God's word, when it's read to you, and when you receive Christ's body and blood. You see, you need to hear God's word preached to you. You need to hear it read to you and receive the benefits of Jesus Christ coming to you in his body and blood, in the bread and wine. You see, when you're not here, you're missing out on something that you need to hear, something that you can't take for granted. We've heard it already this morning. When we confess our sins and then in turn you receive the absolution that your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake. For you see, my friends, that is not fake news, but rather that is the best good news that you'll ever hear. You have forgiveness, and you have life, in Jesus' name. Why? Because Jesus truly is Lord of the Sabbath. Amen.